morning, everyone. Back to the Gulf now. Questions about the current cleanup operation in the Gulf and also new projects that BP is launching far, far from the Gulf of Mexico. Joining us now, what the company would hope to be the new face of BP, Darrell Willis, who's Vice President of Resources for BP. He joins us from Destin, Florida. Good morning, Darrell.
Good morning, John.
Thanks so much for being on the program. I want to begin with a story that's in the New York Times today, just because we want to get a company sort of response. BP is reportedly starting a controversial drilling project called Liberty, 3 miles off the coast of Alaska. It's a record-setting 2 miles under the sea, then 6 to 8 miles horizontal to tap into a huge 100-million-barrel reservoir. What would you say to the people of Alaska to reassure them that the mistakes in the Gulf will not be made in Alaska?
John, I'm not familiar with the I've been traveling up and down the Gulf Coast, and I am not familiar with that project at all. All I can tell you is that I know that BP's commitment is to safe and reliable operations, and that will always be our commitment.
And as the face of BP, you are really the person to speak to all Americans about all BP projects being safe and not liable to what happened with the Deepwater Horizon, right?
I am actually the person that's responsible for the on-the-ground response in regards to claims along the Gulf Coast.
Then what happened yesterday with the robot that changed this containment cap situation and caused the oil to spill full bore into the Gulf yesterday? Has that been corrected?
My understanding, and again, I've watched the news like everyone else is, because I've been traveling between Florida, Louisiana, and Alabama, Mississippi, and focused on claims. My understanding in watching the news last night is that the cap has been placed back on the well.
How many technical questions do you get from people who need claims, who want to be compensated, and who have heard all about the $20 billion fund that BP has put aside?
Get lots of questions. I was in Tallahassee, Florida yesterday for a meeting with state officials, and there are lots of questions, mainly around are we going to do the right thing? And I am traveling across the Gulf Coast to assure the folks that I'm talking to that BP is going to do the right thing. We're going to pay all legitimate claims. We're going to clean up every drop of oil, and we're going to make sure anyone who's been damaged or lost income as a result of the spill is compensated for their losses.
All right, Darrell, presumably the reason you're involved now, and maybe Tony Hayward is not quite so front and center in the cleanup operation and the response, is that the company wants to get away from this sound here. Listen.
The BP oil spill,
day 63 in the Gulf Mexico oil spill.
The cost of the oil spill in the Gulf.
The Gulf oil spill.
The oil spill.
The Gulf oil spill.
Oil spill damaged their business.
A montage of news reports over the last, 60-odd or more days. But you're the star of what BP wants as the message to replace all that. Listen.
I'm Darrell Willis. I oversee BP's claims process on the Gulf Coast.
BP has got to make things right, and that's why we're here.
We're replacing the lost income for fishermen, small businessmen, and others who aren't able to work until the spill is cleaned up. I volunteered for this assignment because this is my home. I'll be here in the Gulf as long as it takes to make this right.
Now, are you finding that people are reassured by that style of message there?
What I can tell you is that I'll start by saying I am an employee of BP, but I'm also a product of the Gulf Coast. And I've spent spent much of my life in Louisiana, but I spent many summers traveling in Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And I get the challenges we're facing because of the experiences with hurricanes, most recently Katrina, and I want to make sure that people aren't having to go through a lot to get the resources they need to go on with their daily lives, and then my commitment to them is real, and I try to reassure them as I travel from place to place that I'm going to be doing everything I can every day to make sure that when they go into a claims office or call our claims phone number or go onto a website and present us with their documentation, that they can get their money. And that's a real commitment I have, and I try to reiterate it everywhere I go, every person I talk to, whether it's Pensacola, Florida, or Bayou LaBatre, Louisiana, or Venice, Louisiana, Bayou LaBatre, Alabama, I should say, or Venice, Louisiana.
Well, you know,
I want people to know that they're going to be taken care of.
For the claims process, I mean, that certainly makes a lot of sense. But I certainly you're vulnerable to the argument. And I just asked you about the project in Alaska, and you said you didn't know anything about it, that you're just someone put down there to deal with the locals who has really no access to the, you know, suites of power at BP. And, you know, you're just something of a stalling tactic.
I'm actually an executive for BP. I've worked for BP for over 20 years. It's the only company I've ever worked for. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I've held roles in Houston. I've held roles in London. I've held roles in Russia. I am in this operation because I care about the people of the Gulf Coast. I understand the needs of the people of the Gulf Coast, and I wanted to be a part of the solution.
Well,
my focus over the last 50 days has been on claims because that's an area that has got to be functioning properly for the folks on the Gulf Coast.
Dealing with claims brings you face-to-face with some of the people who feel most betrayed and are the most angry with your company. I mean, if this is a personal thing for you, do you take it personally?
I do not. I do not, because I understand the frustration. We're dealing with an unprecedented spill and an unprecedented response. And I'll be the first to say that it has not been a perfect response, but every day I'm working, every day the folks who are working on this spill response are working to get this right and to make things right for the people of the Gulf Coast. That is our obligation, and that is what we're going to do.
All right. So you're working on the claims there in the Gulf. If something bad should happen up in Alaska, would we expect BP to find some sort of mountain man with an SUV and a plaid shirt to talk to the people of Alaska about what's going on?
All I can tell you is that I am here because I care about the people of the Gulf Coast, and I want to make sure that this company does the right thing for them.
All right. Darrell Willis, BP Vice President of Resources, the new face of BP in the Gulf. We reached him by phone from a hotel in Destin, Florida, where he's doing the work of handling the claims and dealing with the people every day. Thank you, Darrell.
Good to talk to you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.